Open the door and step inside to a world of practical magic, where we blend the mystical and mundane worlds of the everyday witch. Presented by Wise Woman Witchery and hosted by Emily Morrison and Veronica Wade Lewis. Welcome to The Witch Next Door. I'm Emily.
I'm Veronica.
And we're back again. We do this, don't we? We're like, oh, hey, we're going to do this thing. And then, oops.
Life takes away.
Life does take away. So I apologize for the couple week delay here in getting you a new episode. Veronica got sick.
I did.
We just had a really hard time rescheduling. Total drag.
We made
better
it.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. So much better. So much better.
Is your family better? Because your family got sick too, right?
Yeah. Back to work. Back to work this week. Yeah. Yeah.
It's so crazy. It's crazy getting sick and then your whole house goes down and you're like, oh, and then you get better first. And you're like, now I have to take care of everyone.
And it's like springtime now. It's like the switch over from winter to spring. So I guess that makes sense to get sick around this time.
Well, I'll tell you. So Veronica referred me to this Ayurvedic practitioner and I went last week and we were talking about, you know, my pulse and whatever. And she was giving me some tips on staying well. But she was talking about spring fever and how it's a really common time. Spring fever is traditionally because people had fevers in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think about every transition of the seasons, right? Like spring is usually when I get a cold sore. I don't get them any other time of year. I have not, knock on freaking wood right now. I have not gotten one yet this year, but I usually get them in spring. And sometimes once in a while I do get them in fall. So I guess that's true too, but it's always that transition.
Yep.
Yeah. So interesting.
The springtime is like the liver time. So like liver is like toxins and everything. It's like sluggish during the winter. And now like all of a sudden your liver's kicking in and like, boom.
Like, bam, time to take that.
Yeah. Time to clean house.
Good times. Yeah. Exactly. Well, it's definitely spring here. That is for dang sure.
It is. It was 72 today.
Something like that. It was warm.
Yeah.
It was warm and beautiful. And yeah, it's amazing.
It's still cold in other places, though.
It's still cold in other places. And I was supposed to go hiking on Thursday. And apparently it's only going to be 48 degrees as the high out of the coast. And it's supposed to rain.
And rain. Yeah.
And
so
I was like, maybe we'll do something different. Never mind, we've had this hike planned for a month. We'll do something different.
Yeah, that's the unpredictability that spring brings as
exactly.
well. It's like just when you think it's that in-between season, you know,
totally.
Like fall is. It's like it's not the extremes, it's like the in-between, the balance, you know? Like, oh, it's not quite winter, but it's not quite summer yet. It's like
yeah, you have these beautiful days where like with the sun shining today and everything's blooming and everything is so blue and green and bright. And then suddenly it'll just start raining.
Raining. Yeah. In some places snowing.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
So wild. So happy spring, everyone.
Yeah.
And with spring comes Aries season.
Yeah, we're talking about Aries today.
I know. So Aries started the zodiac sign started March 20th. I've seen it also as March 19th 21st. And March 21st. Yeah. So, so in that 3-day range, Aries kicked in and will be hanging out with us until the 19th of April.
Or 20th.
Right.
Yeah. So I saw parentheses.
Right. And so fitting. So Aries is the first zodiac sign.
The first sign. I was like, right. So interesting. The first sign. And like, you think about like the ideas of the new year and like, there's so many different cultures and different, just different times that people say, oh, this is the new year. No, this is the new year. And it's like, oh, okay. Well, the zodiac says that this is the new year.
Well, and it's spring, right? Which is
Yeah.
a time of new beginnings. It's associated with the element of air. It's got that like maideny sort of energy, that playful newborn creativity. All of that is happening. And Aries is like, let's kick this thing off with a little bit of
but
fire.
Aries is fire. Yes,
I know.
I was going to
Yes.
say, but wait, Emily, Aries isn't air, it's fire.
No, I know, but I was just mentioning that this is tied, like the beginning piece, the new beginnings is tied to it.
Yeah, the air coming through, stoking the fire. Ooh,
Stoking
nice.
The fire. Yes,
it's so
exactly.
funny because with Aries, I like initially, someone says I'm an Aries. So, you know, someone says their sign and you have this like initial hit. And when someone says they're an Aries, I go like, huh. Like I immediately wonder if I can trust them. It's really
What?
interesting.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who is that tied to in your life? If
Yeah,
you can say.
there's somebody in there. That's so funny because I wrote a list of the people that I know that are Aries. And I was like,
Oh.
okay, this makes sense. Like there is also a balance of people that I know that are actually very balanced people that are like super what I would call fiery people or people that might ignite maybe conflict or yeah. But there's some people in there that I was like, that makes sense. Why I'm like Aries, I don't
Well,
know.
I mean, Aries is not just the first sign, but it's represented by the ram. And when you think about the ram, you think that headstrong, right? Those big horns that are going to butt you right over. Now you're just making me think about who do I know who's Aries? Everybody I know who's an Aries, I totally trust. So I wonder what else is in this person's chart. You need to find out their birthday
Yeah,
and
that's the thing.
Time of birth and where, and we'll
Yeah.
get to the bottom of this
Okay.
distrust.
Okay.
We'll do
Yeah.
a little chart reading unbeknownst to them.
Yeah, the fire signs, though. Maybe that's like in the way because of my sign, like my lack of fire is just kind of
Do you
like,
trust me, Veronica?
Yes, I
I have a
do.
freaking Sagittarius stellium. I am fire all over,
I
and you're
know,
my
I know
best
you are.
friend.
I know. I don't know what that's about. That's not right. It's not right. It's so weird. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so
I love
it's
that you're
not
just all,
exclusive.
it's not right. It's not right.
Yeah, it's not exclusive. It's not exclusive, like, oh, Al, Aries are this, you know.
Yeah,
But
if
it's
you
just
meet
interesting
Veronica,
your
don't
first
tell her you're
hit.
an Aries.
Yeah. It's just interesting the first hit when someone
Yes.
says something. And that when we were talking about Aries, I'm like, I don't know. Not my favorite sign. You know, like tarot cards, you're like, not my favorite card.
Right.
Like, and it's the first one, which is interesting. Yeah. That just, I'm like, it piques my interest.
What do you have against beginnings or
Yeah.
firstborn?
They're really uncomfortable. That's for one thing.
Oh, beginning. Oh, that's
Yeah.
interesting.
They're
Beginnings are
uncomfortable.
uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. And fire can be very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, one of the other things about Aries is that they have kind of an aggressive energy in not they being the people, but the energy of the sign of Aries has this like pushes forward to break free sort of energy, like whoo, because that fire drives them forward, but there's not always a direction that they're going, right? It's not like when I think of Sagittarian energy, I think about like that going, but like a focused going. Aries is more like, let's just go. Let's go. Come on, let's go. Where are we going? I don't know, but let's go. I mean, that's how I think about Aries energy. So it can be a little bit more hectic, a little more like reckless. And again, I use that word aggressive. So, but
Yeah,
also, go
isn't the
ahead.
ruling planet Mars too? Like I think I read that somewhere was the ruling planet is
I feel like
Mars,
you're right. And I feel
which
like
I'm
you're
like,
right, and I didn't write
okay.
that down, and I should just know
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. It's like the first fire. It's like when you think of fire, like the initial fire, the birth of fire, like
The birth of fire.
the passion, the liveliness. So that's the interesting is like there, I have that in my personality too, and I really cherish that. And people, I think that's amazing to have that quality of like passionate and being lively. And another word that I read was independent.
Well, which I think you can tie into that headstrong description as well, right? Like, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do it my way, and I actually don't need your help. Thank you very much.
Oh, ouch. That hurts. Yeah.
Oh.
You don't need my help. What
I mean,
do you
dude, I
mean?
always need your help. But if I was speaking from my first house in Aries,
That's good.
so that's a good point, is that Aries actually rules the first house in the zodiac chart, and that the first house is really kind of that idea of how you are showing yourself to the world. How are you representing yourself to the world? It's, when we first meet people, there's a certain way that we present ourselves. They don't see all the layers right away. So you might think about that first house
Bold.
energy as being how you present yourself. And Aries is ruling the first house.
Which is bold. That's bold. You think about like the way you present yourself when you first meet people to like walk in and be like, here I am, like fire and all. You know what I'm saying?
How do you present yourself to people the first time you meet them, Veronica?
Like a little bit standoffish, but I'm like, hi. Like I'm more like, hi, you know, not like hi, but more like hi.
Do you think that's changed over time? Or do you think that changes on depending on what the circumstances?
Oh yeah, definitely circumstances.
Because
Oh
I was
yeah.
thinking, I've
Yeah.
been in social situations with you where you meet people for the first time and you give them this giant hug and you're like, "Hi, Veronica." They're like, "I'm super
Okay.
friendly and open," right?
Situations. Yeah.
Yeah, situations.
Yeah. Good point. Good point.
So you're not
We're not.
always quiet.
Yeah. And people aren't always like one way. So Aries aren't
No.
always going to be this. And if they have it in their first house, they're not always going to be that. Like.
No, well, and all of our first houses are so in the zodiac chart, the first house is always ruled by Aries as an underlying energy, even if your first house is ruled by something else. Does that make sense? Because it's the natural order of the chart.
So what if you have nothing in your first house?
What you mean, what if there's no planets or anything there?
Yeah, nothing.
Then whatever sign that is there and Aries, that energy is how you present yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I think it's interesting too that Aries is ruled by Mars, which isn't Mars the god of war? So there's
It
that fierceness, right? And also
Yeah.
kind of courage. Like
Yes.
intentionality, but also courage. Intentional. I don't know what I was trying to say there. Anyway,
Intentional?
well, I was trying to
No.
say intention and intense, and they came out as intentionality. Anyway, whatever.
Think you made your own word up. Yes, anyways,
As one does.
I heard that they make excellent leaders. I read that. I think that was
I
on
believe that.
CoStar. Yeah. That they
Oh, on
make excellent
CoStar.
leaders, but may not take orders very well,
I can see that as well.
which is something that I have seen. May have no filter, may can be competitive, but
Ooh.
very passionate and can take charge. Yeah, I kind of feel like this the picture that I'm feeling or seeing here is like somebody who is very like a very powerful person and yet yeah would be a good leader but may not take in everybody's voice, you know, may have a hard time listening.
Which also would be really influenced by where like their other planets are and what energies are in there. I was just thinking about my friend Patty, who some of you, I think Patty's been on the podcast before, Patty Diaz from Blue Moon Manifestations, and she is an Aries, and she has always like, Oh yeah, there's an opportunity. Let's do it. Like I'm on, like she's always like, let's
Wow.
go. Like I remember when I was in Florida on a retreat, and we may have shared this story at some point. So sorry if you've heard this before, everyone, but I was on a business retreat there, and my friend who was hosting the retreat contacted Patty because she was also in this business group and was like, look, do you want to come? Because we still have space. Literally, from the time that phone call was made until that afternoon, Patty had packed her bag and was on a plane and heading to Florida.
Wow.
And she lives on the West Coast. So, I mean, just
Dude, I
like
want
that's
that's the energy you want for manifestation. I mean,
totally,
honestly,
totally. I
it's so
mean,
powerful.
so powerful. And she's like,
Get
oh,
it
an
done.
opportunity? I'm going to go do that. And I'm like, yeah, do it,
Yeah.
girl. Go get them. Like, yes.
Get it done. I mean,
Get
it's so
it
crazy because
done.
I, Yeah. That's such a good lesson for. I don't know, just like the power that you're wanting to harness when you don't have that. So like if you're
Yes.
wanting to manifest something or you're wanting to, move forward in your life, that's the kind of energy. Maybe the time of year now is that time that
That's
like
that
spring is
time.
like, I mean, honestly, the earth needs that push to grow for new growth. So we
Yeah.
have that sun and we had all that rain or snow, and it's like pushing all that new growth, So there's that fire behind all of that new growth
Nice analogy.
thank you.
Yes.
That's moving us forward to create new things for ourselves as we like get out of
Yes.
this sluggish, cold, wet winter. Yeah. Yeah.
So we are recording and posting this on April 2nd. And the new moon in Aries is actually happening next week on the 8th. And that is also going to be a solar eclipse. So when you think
Crazy.
about all the energy that's like accumulating there, that new moon in Aries, you've got that like whoo, vibe, like go on, go get it done kind of energy. And then you also have this eclipse energy, the solar eclipse happening. So there's a lot of intense vibrations in the air right now. Just saying.
Honestly, that's really intense to look at it like that, like you've got the Aries and you've got the sun, the solar
The
eclipse,
solar eclipse.
and like, yeah,
Yeah.
a
And some
doozy.
people think you should not do magic on a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse. I actually disagree with that, but that's my own personal bias.
It's interesting because I don't know about not doing magic. I feel like it just already does it itself. I feel like it's already self-made. I don't know if you feel it, but like it's kinetic. It's like already in the air, like. You can harness that and like do what you will, but like, I don't know. It doesn't feel like don't do it, but it doesn't feel like, yeah, you should do it. It feels like, oh, it's just there. Like you can do it or not do it. But you know what? You're being influenced by it right now, sister. Yeah, that's what I
Yes.
think.
Is that your opinion?
That's my opinion.
Well, I think the idea behind not doing magic on an eclipse is that it is the energy is a little more chaotic. And so if you set an intention, it's going to get kind of stirred up. You're not going to have that direct focus, which is so interesting because we're just talking about this Aries vibe, right? In the new moon. And
I could
that
see that. I could
focus.
see that
Yeah, I can see
perspective.
that too.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
could see that perspective just in like the eclipses of the, energy of the past and just feeling that and being like, yeah, so just do what feels right, really.
Yeah.
That's what we always say, isn't
That's
it,
what we
Emily?
always say. Just do what feels right. I am not the boss of you, and I am not here to dictate how you play with your magic
Yeah,
or
exactly.
work with your magic or whatever. I'm here to tell you some stuff that I know, and you can take it or leave it.
Heck yeah.
And not just stuff I know, but stuff I believe too. So then you can really take or leave that. That belongs to me.
I just feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel it. I just like go into the feeling place and I mean like when you just like listen to yourself, like you can't go wrong, I mean, maybe you can, but I'm just gonna say, maybe you
Know about that. I've made
like
some choices in my life that came from a feeling place. I don't
super
think they
hippie.
were.
I was like, peace. Yeah, no, that was super hippie. Like, It's your feeling place and nothing could go wrong. That's not true. I don't know what that was about. I was just,
It
but
can all go wrong,
stick
but
to your magic. I
stay
think
with
that's
your
where I was going.
intuition, not just your
Yes.
feelings.
Yeah, your intuition, which is knowing in a deep place, not just your feelings. Yeah.
Don't be fueled by your feelings.
Yeah.
Or
Yeah,
do. I don't know. Shut up,
they're
Emily.
complex. They're
So
complex.
complex. So
Yeah.
complex. Good Lord.
Yeah. That's interesting, though, that concept of doing magic or not doing magic on an eclipse. I'm going to sit with that for a little bit because I feel like I haven't done magic. Like, I haven't intentionally done it on the eclipse, but I also have just felt it and been like present in it.
Well, Veronica, we are going to have a ritual
We
on
are.
Sunday, which is the day before the eclipse for the new moon. So it's like, it feels like it's
Yes.
still in that sort of portally time. Like it's
Realm.
within that, it's within that energetic realm, but it's not exactly at the time the eclipse is happening because, you know, I'll be working then.
Me too.
So.
Oh, that's so good. Reality.
Reality will be happening at that time, even
Yeah.
though
So
time out of time will be happening in the sky.
I hope wherever any of you are that you are enjoying wherever you are at this airy season. Just enjoy it. Be
Yes.
safe.
Whatever rituals you do or don't
Yeah.
do,
Yeah,
whatever,
exactly.
whatever you decide, may it be lovely and meaningful.
Meaningful, intentional. Yeah.
Meaningful and intentional. Yeah. I've been kicking around what we're going to do on Sunday, and I just keep coming back to that idea of like the thing, the energy of like eclipses is like what is seen cannot be unseen. It's
Ugh.
like the unseen is
That's
uncovered.
hard. Yeah, I was like, oh, but what if I don't want to see that,
Okay, well, I didn't say what we're doing yet, but
okay, good. We'll talk about
I'm
it.
still working on it. But that's like the theme I keep coming back to is that when something is covered up and then uncovered, it's like, oh, or I see that in a
Yeah.
new perspective, or I appreciate it in a different way. But you can't ever go back to the way things were before because it's changed.
Yeah. Well,
I know.
you just took me to a space and time that's really intense. That's good.
You're welcome.
Thank you. This is
You
a really
know,
powerful airy season, and I,
very
yeah,
powerful
I'm glad
Aries
we talked about
season.
it.
Yes.
Yeah, it
So,
kind of shifted my perspective from the beginning, actually, a
in the
little bit.
last 25 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, just like
Oh.
testing
Oh.
my assumptions. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I'm wondering, listeners, did this shift your perspective or you know, did you have a different perspective than we have? You know, feel free to let us know. We love to hear from you. So you can reach out at wisewomanwitchery@sonic.net. I think even on Spotify, there's like a spot where you can like type in your questions or comments and we'll get them. So, you know, let us know. How are you feeling about Aries season anyway?
Thanks,
Oh,
Emily.
you are welcome. Thank you, Veronica. Before we say goodbye, I just want to throw out there that the third annual, fourth annual, oh my God, it's already the fourth annual Cauldron of Wisdom conference is happening this year. And it's going to be really different than we've done it in the past. So this year we have less presenters with longer workshop time, and the workshops are all focused on the theme of intuition. So this is actually the Cauldron of Wisdom Awaken Your Intuition Symposium. And we are going to be meeting April 26th and 27th. And we'll be tapping into your intuitive selves with these workshops that are very much honed to intensify and deepen your relationship with your own intuition. And they're very experiential. So this don't show up with your notebook and just expect that somebody's going to be talking at you for the whole time because you will be prompted to do exercises and try stuff out so that you can start to really cultivate that relationship with that inner knowing that we all have. Anyway. I want to tell you all about it because I know this is coming out to you on the 2nd of April. And so it's only like 3 weeks away. I can't even believe it. And you can find out more about it by going to wisewomanwitchery.com/conferences. And you can get all the deets there, including who is going to be presenting. And we have some very cool presenters coming who are returning from past conferences. So, yay!
Cool.
I know, right?
Yeah, intuition, so important. There's so many
so
times where I'm just
important.
like I get that first hit. Like I just had my midterm and there's several questions that came on and I had my first hit and I discounted it. And later I find out I was correct the first time. And I'm like, I need to, here I am, 45, still discounting my first hit on things. Like, trust myself, trust myself, trust
Yeah.
myself. Such an important thing. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do. And I know for me, I have a really noisy brain. In case y'all didn't recognize that yet, my brain is all blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, what? What am I doing? What's happening? And so I'm all over the place. But if I really get quiet and feel into my gut, that is how I get the most clarity. And it's also why I like to use pendulums, because that is another way I kind of bypass my brain and just find out what my body has to say.
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Just, yeah, we know
Cool.
so much. We
We
just have
do.
to listen. Whew.
Cool.
All right. That wasn't quite Aries related, but I wanted to share it because it is spring and it is happening, this conference. And I want you all to listen to your intuition. My wish.
Awesome.
In addition to all the good wishes for the eclipse portal day, season, time. My God. Okay. I think that's enough. What do you think, Veronica?
Oh, I do. Happy spring, everyone. Happy spring.
Happy spring, wherever you are in the world. And we will be back talking to you next week. So we'll see you real soon. Hey there, friends. Emily here from Wise Woman Witchery. If you like what you hear on The Witch Next Door, I invite you to support us. You can do that by rating, reviewing, liking, following, what else? Whatever else it is that you do on the platform you like to listen to podcasts on. By doing these things, it actually helps other people find us. And in that way, helps us spread the magic. So I appreciate you taking the time to do that. And thanks for being a listener. Oh my God, just kidding, everyone. Keep it magical. Can you believe I forgot that, Veronica? My tagline.
I can't
either. That. Holy smokes. Okay. Keep it magical.
Thank you for joining us on The Witch Next Door. Join us next week as we explore more ways to make every day more magical. Can't wait? Visit wisewomanwitchery.com or follow Wise Woman Witchery on Facebook and Instagram to stay up to date on all current offerings and be a part of the tribe. All episodes are created by Emily Morrison and Veronica Wade Lewis. Music written and performed by Jean Cornelius.